We are continuing on the fivefold ministry and the Spirit of the Lord. Tell your neighbor, the Spirit of the Lord. Now let's open up our Bible on Acts chapter 6 verse 3. Who must serve in the fivefold? With whom must we serve in the fivefold ministry? Acts chapter 6 verse 3, read it for me. Can you give us that Afrikaans news tone with that microphone? The old one that written S-A-U-K. Read it again. Yes.
Therefore, brothers, choose from among you 7 men with good reputations, men of godly character and moral integrity, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may put in charge of this task.
Now, let's pray. Daddy, we appreciate your bread this lovely morning. We thank you for the word that you gave through my brother, Shabangu. Increase and enlarge his territory. We thank you for the grace upon his life. And Father, give us a word. Amen. Now, from the fivefold ministry, we had apostles. Apostles were highly organized. Jews understand leadership very well. Now, what apostles did, the church had an early challenge, which involved not racism, but tribalism. There was a concern that the social care section of the early church had challenges. There was discrimination between Jews and Gentiles. And that challenge reached an explosive situation. Now, this is what they did to sort it out. It was brought back to the apostles that Gentiles are complaining that Jews are discriminating against them. And they are saying there's tribalism because Jews are being given first preference on social care matters. Right? Listen to this. Those who were in the fivefold ministry, apostles, had a meeting. When they knocked off the meeting, they said, "Gentlemen, this is a hot potato. We are not going to solve this problem." An apostle or a man in the fivefold ministry cannot solve any denominational challenge because he's taken as a father of all. He must not be seen biased. And this is what they did. They said, "Let us select 7 men full of what? The Spirit, wisdom, integrity to solve this challenge." And they selected 7 of these people. They were outside the fivefold ministry, and they had to tackle every challenge that revolves around the church. And they protected the head of the fivefold. What was the criteria? 2 major things: full of the Spirit and wisdom. Integrity, you name them all. Right? Now, listen very carefully. We have a challenge in this season wherein we must endorse LGBTQ in churches. Must pastors come out to say, "We want it, we don't want it"? No. What must we do? We follow the protocol of the early church. Let's select a subcommittee that can handle this. 10 years, 15 years down the line, LGBTQ flags will be all over and they'll be encroaching into the church asking, do you recognize LGBTQ in here? And the pastor will say, I've set a subcommittee you can talk to. I can't confirm nor deny the existence of such a thing, but go talk to relevant people. Now, what do you see here? Harmony to protect the integrity of those who are in the fivefold ministry. And this harmony is informed by men full of the Spirit and wisdom to tackle challenges that prevail within the body. Now, the body or the fivefold ministry cannot rest and be settled if we don't have people full of wisdom and the Spirit. But in South Africa, I don't know about other nations, we've got a leadership challenge. In all structures, all races, leadership has begun to be a thorn in the flesh. What informs that? We have moved away from our traditional way of doing things. I was with my brother who fetched me and brought me here. We were discussing, we were discussing about discipline issue. I said, you know what? The challenge is there's no longer compulsory military conscription, which introduced leadership development for all male people. We've got discipline issues in churches. And we could not release the fivefold ministry to do the work of the ministry because we don't have discipline in church. We don't have organized people. We have a wrong background. If you can check the, we were talking about the, do they call it the Z generation or the Z generation? That's the most ill-disciplined generation, which is most likely going to collapse everything. There's a high rate of them being dismissed in every job because of discipline issues. Let's go back to South Africa in the 80s. Let's go back to South Africa, 70s, 80s, 90s. Then, 94. Then compulsory conscription was taken out. Let me tell you this. Even white people who came after 94 are not like you. They've got discipline issues. And they can no longer lead like the former ones. Because we compromised the systems. Let me warn you. God operates on the highest level of discipline. There must be discipline. There must be order. I saw it with myself. I'm a big Kenneth Hagin fan. There's a book Kenneth Hagin wrote on Common Sense Guide on Fasting and Prayer. And then, you know, Kenneth Hagin talks common sense there. And then, when the Lord introduced me into the kingdom of heaven, they started revisiting my discipline. They said, if you don't work out on discipline in prayer, you cannot work here. You got to work very hard on discipline. Because the King of Glory, that's Jesus Christ, will demand a highest level of service. At some point, you'll have to do sensitive routines that requires the highest level of concentration and discipline at the master service. But you are challenged on discipline issues. You could hardly pray longer. You know what I said? I said to them, you know what? At times, prayer is a challenge for me to keep up. I said, they asked me, what's wrong with you and your prayer life? I said, I cannot keep up in prayer. Why? Sometimes, I told them, sometimes I don't feel the presence of the Lord. And sometimes I feel like God is far away from me. And they said to me, we sat in the wait, we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. You're not going to cover up your discipline issue that you feel like God is far from you. Go and get a disciplined prayer life. And that started a huge revolution in my life. We have a huge discipline challenges in every churches and in every organization. We only have positionists, people who are given positions without being screened for wisdom, how they can flow with the Spirit, and discipline becomes a challenge. We end up tearing apart organizations with our tongues. Ill-disciplined people don't dwell in prayer and the word. They dwell on gossip. And even if you can check problems that are being solved in church, they have to do with gossips. So and so, this and that. Now, we are way too petty to function to the dimension of the early church. Come on. Who's waking in the house of the Lord? Did that person pass the criteria of wisdom and the flow in the Spirit? Or is he coming there as a hired gun? Are you aware that the devil does no longer come to church to fight believers? He's got those who can do the work easily. Satan is on holiday. He's no longer in church. He's got his... And these people are not devil worshippers. No, they just have discipline issues. You cannot function well as a member of the fivefold ministry if you don't have people who are disciplined, God-fearing, and full of the Spirit. They will rise to tear you apart and later tear everyone apart. The fabric will just be teared apart. We must acknowledge one truth. As the Pentecostal Charismatic Movement, we've got discipline challenges. The other day, you know, I hate routine and repetition. I hate these two things. Routine, repetitions, I get bored. Now, in the kingdom of heaven, they said, every day, you're going to pray this way and that way. You're going to wake up, do this and this and that. And I said, I came back. You know, people who were giving me assignment were very friendly angels that they made them to be friendly to my character. Meaning, we can talk like I'm talking to friends. None of them look serious. Like I don't look like I'm a pastor. Do I look like one? Do I look like one? Let's be fair. I believe I deserve a slot as a comedian if God did not call me. Right? Now, angels were fashioned to handle my character. I went to them and told them, this thing of you, the reputation, this reputation issue is getting boring for me. It's boring me. It's boring me. I'm telling you. They laughed at me and said, that's how you must perfect it. You got to perfect discipline. The other day I was given a mission in the kingdom of heaven. I want to show you what discipline will do to you. I had to do a 90-day fasting and prayer. I did very well for 87 days. Then I moved to Tzaneen Mall. I was driving to Tzaneen Mall. Right there by Tzaneen Mall, I saw, where's Van Donor? Van Donor. I saw one of his shops there. I get Van Donor sells pies. I saw Cornish pie. And I remembered my brother Van Donor in here. I said, wow, Cornish pie. And that appetite kicked in. You know what I did? I did not pray like, you know that prayer of a mafia. Father God, it's been worth, I've tried, I did 87 days, thank you. Thank you, Lord. As I'm about to break the fasting, I'm only left with 3 days. Amen. Rava Zigita. Cornish pie and fruit cocktail, please. They gave me. 87 days of not eating, I munched it like Rakasika. Father, I thank you. You created food because I felt guilt. You created food to be eaten. You are a good God. Melt that coal, that Cornish pie. After that, I got sick immediately. And I knew God is signaling something about me that is not happy. I went to the bathroom and I realized pains are all over me. This should be my caretaker angel warning me that I've done a very dangerous thing that can endanger the entire mission. Went to the bathroom and started confessing. And there was this stronger man asking me in the bathroom, male bathroom, have you killed a person? He was asking me, have you killed a person? Why are you crying like that? Have you killed a person? And then, I started surrounding when I was praying. I never cared. Who's watching? And then I prepared myself out. And then when I went out, you know, with that mukhakha and said, Ola, 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 Ola. And left. Like nothing is happening. In 2 days, Ola, 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 Ola. I was still in pain. Then I went to my car. I want to show you what discipline can do. I said, I know in the Bible a true story of an old prophet and a young prophet. You told the young prophet not to eat. He ate, you killed him. Please. And I know I'm a prophet. I know I don't take advantage of grace, but don't kill me today. Let me go home. Then the presence of the Lord was in the car. I felt the presence of the Lord. I felt assurance and I knew it's Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit said, nicely drive down back home. We want to talk to you. It was during the day. Drove back. Honey's back. And then Holy Spirit said, you're going to sleep because we must take you out so that you see what happened when you ate the Cornish pie. I packed a car on a safe. There's a restaurant the other side of Johannesburg. I packed it right there and slept. I knew there are angels around the car protecting me for people not to come close to where I was. That's what they do. Now, they took me out. I was wearing purple and gold clothing that I was given by the Lord. We went to a place. Now, many, countless angels were dropping treasures down. And they were dropping down even wedding gowns. And I ask, where's that place? They said, it's the devil's storage, where Satan stole from many believers and people of nations of the world. On day 89, you were supposed to have been there retrieving stolen blessings. Angels are dropping monies, businesses, marriages, favors, because you ate Cornish pie. Discipline. And I said, how do I reverse it? How do I reverse it? But I want it. I'm going back again. What? The pie issue. Please. I want a deliverance from the pie. Cornish pie. Take it out of my Jesus. They said, relax. We want to show you what ill discipline can do in the kingdom. You see, all those angels, they joined you in their different departments. Now they are leaving because you ate prematurely. And they were ordered that to abort the mission because you ate. What led me to eating was pressure from people that you can't fast and outfast Jesus Christ. You are not the only man of God on earth who's waiting for Jesus Christ. Take it easy on yourself. Everybody who was talking to me was more reasonable, but I could not see the devil behind, because Satan was aware I'm about to hit something. Discipline. Discipline is what we are in deficit of in the body. Now, immediately after that encounter, I came back and repented, made peace with Christ. Holy Spirit said, now listen, I'm renewing my commitment with you. We are going back to storm the storage. I've reorganized all angels. We are going back together for retrieval. And then upgrade your discipline issue. That was just a Cornish pie, but it cost many people their lives. Remember, down there on earth, we shared in the word about a fervent, then effective, then prayer of a righteous availing much. But there are many people who don't get breakthroughs for their prayer life, just because they don't know how to pray. You had to manifest here so that they be rescued. But a Cornish pie aborted a sensitive mission. Next time, your ill discipline may lead to many death cases. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. That changed my understanding, ladies and gentlemen, of how oiled a machinery is the kingdom of heaven. Now, when we come back to our churches, we don't have challenges with Satan. We have discipline issues. We can't follow protocols in churches. And we cannot follow specific routines that introduces us to discipline. Have you seen soldiers? Have you been to the military base? You think they are not? Morning, there's bed inspection, and you must surgically prepare your bed. Surgically, you don't just prepare your bed, you surgically, you must be neat, your weapon must be cleared, okay, everything must be top notch. That's the discipline we need in church if we were to walk with Christ. When I was growing, I used to love all the James Bond movie series, such that I even started talking like James Bond. And I like, on every series of James Bond, there's this one question they ask him. Where are you going for a mission, Mr. Bond? And James Bond will say, I'm afraid if I were to tell you, I'll kill you. He said it! He's the James Bond generation! I'm afraid if I were to tell you, I'll kill you. Now, some of you, you cannot move to another dimension because I'm afraid. If you have to move with that kind or level of discipline, it happened in the Bible. It happened in the New Testament. Barnabas, who's this ones who tempered with the offering issue of the early church and they died? Ananias and Sapphira. It was a discipline issue. Now, let me warn you. One of the most marvelous things I've observed is this. Holy Spirit doesn't walk with ill-disciplined people. But again, they are not rigid on discipline issues. You know, there were stages I ran away from my missions because I felt these things are scary. The things I'm about to do and I'm doing for the Lord are very much scary. At some point, I had to say, gentlemen, don't you think you must invite Billy Graham here? I think he's a very powerful man of God to run or to do this better than me. Go to America and get Billy Graham. Bring him here. So that he see what you are doing. And he will adapt. They said, one Billy Graham, one Abraham. Come, you finish this. Go and upgrade your discipline. And work hard on your routine until discipline becomes a lifestyle. I battled with food. Don't be deceived by my slender body. I love food. And I know good food. Even in this church, my best friend is Uomdu. Uomdu can eat, and he knows all the special in Polokwane restaurants. If I want to eat very well after fasting, while we're in Bolivia, I'll go to Uomdu. Uomdu will tell you, special is here, here, and there. I loved him for that. Now, I love good food, but I was forced to abandon food. And they later said, my mission is so demanding such that I'll have to eat 5 months per annum. Because I'm at the master's or at the king's service. You don't say what in their presence. But when I reach home, I said, what? Thinking that they cannot hear me. They recall me that we overheard you complaining in your house. And you shouted what? On our mission. Do you really understand the magnitude of the King of Glory with whom you are at service for in the realms of the Spirit? And I repented. I repent. There are many mistakes I made. Grace covered me. And the Lord kept on doing. But let me tell you this. Grace needs effort. And discipline. Now, Holy Spirit started working out on my discipline in prayer. Thank God then I was already with Dr. Harry, who will give me stem cell treatment. I was already with a wife. When I broke the fasting, they will cook burekos for me with that milimili cake, and I will break my fasting in their house. But let me tell you this one thing. We are going nowhere slowly, not because there are demons, just because we've got discipline issues. Challenges in South Africa, from where it starts to where it ends, are not on politicians and politics. They are on ill-disciplined men and women in high responsible offices, underperforming businesses, underperforming churches. We owe all this to ill discipline. Can I shake your foundation a bit? You're going to see many Muslims getting born again and convicted to Christ. But once they come into our system, they will overtake us all, because they are from a religion of methodology, reputation, and discipline. They don't know grace. There's this misunderstanding about grace. We got exposed to grace, and grace spoiled us. You go to every church, you will realize that every church looks like a soap opera of some sort. We've got issues and tissues in churches because of discipline issues. Now, let's go back to the person of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is a gentle person. He's got legs to walk, eyes to see, and is the member of the Trinity. He's in charge of the church. One thing about the person of the Holy Spirit is this. The throne of his throne is a mobile throne. Right? Being a mobile throne, it makes him to be everywhere in creation. And he's got seven satellite, highly advanced satellites, safe to put it this way. The book of Revelation talks about seven eyes of the Spirit. Those are super satellites that overlook creation from where it starts to where it ends. Holy Spirit is the manager of the entire creation. His work is profoundly out of this world. He synchronizes the movement of planets, stars, suns, and exoplanets. He makes it a point that everything is well managed, and yet have time to take care of the church of Christ. I've never seen anybody working like the person of the Holy Spirit. Everything done in precision and in order. But what shocks me is this one thing, that's the precision and order he wants in church. There's no order, and that's the reason why the fivefold ministry is weakened to move in power, to move and flow in the highest dimension, because they are being struggled and pulled down by tissues and issues in their fellowships. We don't have men on fire anymore. You know why? Because those who are in the fivefold ministry are held, they are being kept busy with what? Solving issues. What did the early church do? They said, gentlemen, our program is to preach the gospel and flow with God in the highest dimension. We must always be sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord and the flow of the Spirit. This is the way forward. Let's select men to handle issues and tissues. But the criteria must be of a high standard. And we are not going to solve everything. You want to know what neutralized us as the fivefold ministry? We try to solve things that we need to delegate people. Number one, we delegate people who are not yet matured to handle challenges. And that will mean the pastor must come on the fiery line. And then that's where you'll realize, no, the pastor cannot do this. The pastor must do that. The pastor that. Now, the pastor is not fire. Even when they pray for me, I don't feel like sitting anymore. Amen. You are not in Newt for Newt here. This is the power of God. I mean, you're saying, I'm changing. Now, we've got a challenge in the body of Christ. There's a disorientation of the fivefold ministry. We are handling things we are not supposed to handle. We delegated men who are not matured, and they are disrupting the system. There's no devil. We just did not understand how oiled machinery was the early church. The early church never had time to solve petty issues of the body. They had time in the presence of the Lord. They had plans on how to defile a system and a structure. It's unfortunate our Bible got censored and the devil had a place in it. But if you can read a book by the name The Acts of Peter, which was not allowed to be part of the Bible, you'll understand who Peter was. You know why the Acts of Peter was taken out of the Bible? He literally killed false prophets. There was a man who said exactly the way Christ ascended to heaven. He had a follower, a huge follower. Exactly the way Christ ascended to heaven, you're gonna see me ascending. He gathered a huge crowd. Peter was close by. And he started rising. While he went up, Peter rebuked him in the name of the Lord and speak a curse against him. He fell down like bah! His bowels went out, and he looked at the crowd and said, "Repent, you sinners, and follow the true Jesus." Peter is not a joke. You want to know why he got crucified upside down? How many of you want to know why? He burned half of Rome. Why? He caused a fire in a spiritual warfare program that had to destroy a lot of assets of the devil in Rome. Half of Rome got burned. And when they traced the source of fire, Peter was responsible. It was not just a spiritual fire, literal fire. The man was something else. All those apostles, they devoted their time. My level of prayer warranted me to spend 7 months per annum without food, doing things some I'm not authorized to mention before people. Now, I must do that and still come back to church to solve petty things. I must be grounded by people who don't understand who am I and what is my assignment in the body. Every member of the fivefold ministry has a serious work, but we don't have the seven full of wisdom. Seven full of the Spirit. We've got the seven full of flesh and seven full of everybody's news running the church. And that has created a leadership meltdown in church. You know, I love soccer. There was just this team. They had the best striker, but they never had a good defender. The striker had to leave from the front and go back to defend. And when he defended, nobody could score anymore. That's where we are. We had to be taken out from the presence of the Lord as the members of the fivefold ministry, down to the lowest of the low, where we must start solving ministry issues. Because those we deployed help the devil to destroy the system. And the doorway is not sin. The doorway is discipline. Can I give you an advice? Right now, as I'm talking with you, it's very imperative that you take your son or your daughter for a compulsory conscription of some sort, so that they align them with discipline. You see, these kids who grew up during riots, they don't know who's the most powerful steering in the old bioscope between Chuck Norris, Rambo, Schwarzenegger, and Mommy. And Mommy. Between we respected Sylvester Stallone, Rambo 1, 2, 3. We know who Schwarzenegger is and how strong he is on Predator, Hasta La Vista Baby. And we know who Smith is. But we had reverence and respect on one thing. You can help. And the staring behind you, Mommy was the staring. We don't have that super staring anymore. How many of you know that kind of a mom who is a staring in the house? Bosoke man. Whether black or white, your mom at some point was a super staring. And she doesn't mess with everything she throws at you. Remember that? The surgical accuracy. Let's come back to that. But we've got discipline issues. We've got this generation full of rights. You know? And no discipline at all. It's amazing that, what do you call this? Sarfu. Sarfu. You see, the Sarfu that controls rugby is full of men who are from the old military. That's what makes our rugby beautiful. They don't play there. Their selection is something else. The Sarfu. You don't just rise up to play for Sharks overnight. You must be tested, tempted, and tried, and be proven to be the best. What's your favorite team, by the way? I'm a Blue Bulle. Shaq, I know Kevin is an Italian man. He's a Shaq, that one. Yes, I'm a blue bulle, but it's no longer performing like it used to. Who's a Blue Bulle, hey? Do I have cousins here? And then who are cheetahs? Pumas! Okay. No, it's fine. Now let's come back to this. What makes rugby to win three trophies? Have you seen the articulation of other nations of the world when they talk about our rugby team? They will tell you, we don't know, there's something about South Africa. You will think you've beaten them up, but you will see them rising like they are playing with ghosts. Have you seen how we took the World Cup there? You know, you may think blacks don't love rugby. Black people don't love rugby. But we were standing like, and palpitations from our hearts went out of our chest. And I found myself interceding for them. Myself say, angels, please help. I know you love New Zealand, they are believers, but please help. We need the special attention, we need that trophy. Now listen, the level of discipline they display, it's second to none. Have you seen Elizabeth? Elizabeth. within the black race we call him Elizabeth. Have you seen that? Yeah? Have you seen? Yeah? Facing an opponent man who like he wants to, and he show Elizabeth will show him that, you know what, we are Buras. We eat pap chakalaka with Buravor's boy. Have you seen that attitude? We eat chakalaka, pap, and Buravor's. Now let's come back to church. Wimpish players. Lowest level of discipline. Let me tell you this one thing. The kingdom of heaven doesn't play on encounters. No matter how long you're being prayed for, how much is the level of the anointing oil on your head, and the name of your title doesn't matter. Let's close it with this. When God looked for a king to substitute Saul, he said, I'm looking for a man whose heart is after my own. What causes ill discipline is this. We do no longer have men and women who love the Lord anymore. People are full of many stories. We do no longer love the Lord like we used to. And we've lost the steam of the first love for God. This has created the prime cause of discipline deficiencies is informed that we don't love the Lord. We love churches and ministries we belong to. We don't have a relationship with the Lord that we service with all the jealousies we can never found. And this deficiencies in losing the first love has created ill-discipline issues amongst us. Now, to the fivefold ministry, the greatest challenging aspect that we cannot move to the other level, or we have hit a ceiling on a specific dimension of our relationship with God, is because we are drained. And one great thing that almost closed down the ministry of Christ in his hometown of Nazareth, familiarization. You get used to a man of God such that you end up receiving nothing from him. Because he's no longer that man of God in the fivefold ministry anymore. He's just freaky. It's just your womb. Jesus Christ had this challenge in his hometown. They got used to him. No, I did mathematics with him, that man. I used to copy from him. He was good on math. How can he be a Messiah? Stop joking. His father is Joseph. His mother is Maria, man. James is his younger brother. I used to play with James. You didn't know he's a Messiah? Since when? Oh, come on. Give me a break. Are we sure he converted water to wine, or he created some magic? Don't tell us about Jesus. And in his hometown, people least received him. Now, members of the fivefold ministry are no longer delivering to their maximum because you are used to them. You can't receive from he who you are used to. Familiarization. You are used to a man of God such that you don't feel the presence of God from him. You are used to a man of God because you used to square up on the very same level of intellect to solve problems of the church with, and you can even challenge him. That's what Christ went through. And when Christ went to Capernaum, there was revival, but not at home. I just want to appeal to members of the fivefold ministry that don't get used to these people. you'll be dragged down to their level until the presence of the Lord gets to be an occasional thing. The other day, I asked one angel of the Lord that sometimes I don't feel the Spirit of the Lord. Some years back, I don't feel the Spirit of the Lord when I pray, let alone the presence of the Lord. And I want to work out the discipline issue, but I feel I must feel the presence of the Lord. He looked at me and laughed and said, since when you don't feel the presence of the Lord? I said, you know, at times I will feel goosebumps. At times I don't feel goosebumps. At times I'll feel like, you know, there's open heaven. At times I feel like when I pray, my weight hit the ceiling and come back. He laughed at me and said, next time when you go to prayer, just say, Father God, I'm full of you. Your presence is all over me, such that I don't feel you anymore, because you've become part of me. I said, what? He said, that's what you feel. It was the angel of the Lord. That's what you feel. It, you don't have to feel goosebumps. You are so wrapped up in his presence such that you can no longer feel him. Appreciate him for that. Sometimes you feel him because you were absent from his presence. And when you don't feel him, it's because he's part of you. And when you don't feel his voice, it's because he's sending a message to you that I'm not there, I'm here. Stop looking at the throne, I'm just here. Talk to me like I used to talk to Moses face to face. You don't have to feel me. You don't have to feel like shouting. You don't have to have a hysterical touch. I'm here. Let's talk. Doing that, my prayer life changed. Yesterday after teaching here, I was so exhausted. I changed the alarm twice or thrice, and 3 a.m. I was awakened. I woke up. First 5 minutes, I felt like this prayer is one of those, and I started saying, Lord Jesus, I'm so wrapped up with your presence, such that I don't feel you anymore because you're part of me. My voice just hit the ceiling because you are not up there, you are here. Holy Spirit, pray with me. And along the way, we had a huge breakthrough in a prayer meeting. Discipline, 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 discipline. God wants to take you places. God wants to move you to dimensions. God wants to establish our fellowships to the highest of the high. But we must work out the discipline issue. Can't you see that we do no longer have powerful men of God like A.A. Allen, Oral Roberts, T.L. Osborne, Reinhard Bonnke? What caused that? They never had time to digest tissues in ministries and organizations. They had time for God. God wants to restore our fellowship to become powerhouses. And for that to happen, there must be discipline. Discipline. You know, where's this discipline from? It's with Muslims. It's with Hindus. It's with Buddhists. Is not with us. We are full of grace. We are spoiled brats of the kingdom. You know, we come to church late and don't feel apologetic that I miss the presence of the Lord by 20 minutes. The other day, Haneli invited me to come here. I said, I accepted that I'm coming. Because you cannot disappoint Didi Kheridias. And I later said, Holy Spirit, I told them, I'm coming. I'm not going to make it because of my mission. And you know what the Holy Spirit said to me? Don't lie to them. They invited me twice. I did not come. Is it twice? He said, go confront them and talk to them. They will invite you. You must tell them, why didn't you come for 2 consecutive days? What kept you busy? I kept you busy. Don't duck and dive. Tell them the truth. One of the things about discipline is integrity. Coming straight forward with people. You cannot perfect it overnight, but you'll work on it until you get it right. This morning I did not like myself. I did not even want to wake up. But I was forced. And she gave me, wow, you can make a nice coffee. She gave me a coffee that makes me this talk show host. Now, let's come back to this one reality. We have missed and we have messed up the fabric of the church. We have invited people into systems they are not trained to handle. We have created subcommittees and organizations, church bodies, to people we did not took through discipline. And they are trying to serve God at their lowest level. And they are failing not just us. They are tearing the whole body apart. Remember, we are a napkin generation, right? Napkin generation. Black label. Babies. Remember? We are not from Pampas. We are not the Pampas generation. All of us. Right? One man of God in his church, he had double headaches from church leadership. He prayed to God that, Father, please help me to handle my church challenges. The Lord said, go to bed and sleep. I will show you in a vision. So, he saw people with beard. All his church members wearing napkins in church, playing like kids. And he asked the Lord, what the hell is this? The Lord said, that's your choice of leadership. You've got very big babies with beards, with makeups, with earrings, and you think you'll walk with me. They will stress you out, give you much depression, and later they will move you away from my presence. They will get you busy. Look on what they were doing. They were breaking down everything like kids. They were breaking down chairs. They were playing. Some were like kids. Some were screaming foul because he was beaten up by the other one. And that's the gossips, the malice, everything we found in church. And that man of God, the Lord said, you're going nowhere with this kind of a church. Ground them in my word. Teach them discipline. We are going nowhere slowly if we don't handle the discipline challenge we find ourselves in. God is about to move, but vessels are not available. The Spirit of the Lord is available, but vessels are not yet ready. People are not grounded on normal discipline. I sat down with Heridias there some years back, and I asked him about another man of God that I saw him moving in gifts and power gifts. I cannot mention the name. Harry said, nah, that one is not going to make it. I asked him, Harry, why do you say it's not going to make it? He said, he's from a poor family. Number one, he was never schooled on handling power. He will start praising on how he's driving a Mercedes Benz. And his ministry has collapsed, as Harry said. I went to Harry and said, Harry, teach me how to handle power. He taught me a lot of things. You see how talkative I am? When I'm with Harry, we can, from O.R. Tambo, I'll be driving quiet, listening to Harry talking. I'll be driving, listening to Harry teaching me, and I'll record him. You know what? Power that comes from God commands attention. It can't rest on an ill-disciplined person. You can start a cult. At some point, I raised some concerns in the kingdom of heaven about Africa. That Africa is not developed. We've got challenges of leadership. We've got challenges of, you know, established nations, you know, scavenging on African resources, dividing us and all that. How do I handle this thing? And they later said, angels will have to accompany you back to Africa. But we have a big challenge. We want you for a meeting. Okay, fine. On this day, you must appear before the presence of the Lord. When they say you appear before the presence of the Lord, even the angels that walk with you change in radiance. They can be super bright because they reflect what God wants to speak to you about. They can be brighter. The angel, Satan is like the angel of light, but it's not the angel of the light of the truth of the presence of the Lord. Now, any angel that appears brighter, like the one with the countenance of lightning who appeared after the resurrection of Jesus Christ at the tomb, go read about him. It's because he's not speaking of himself. Whatever he's going to say is Adonai speaking to you. Now they said to me, you will go to Africa, you'll engage politicians, you'll engage people, but you will present a kingdom of heaven agenda on different levels of development, economy, you name them, infrastructural development, you name them, we will give you wisdom. But understand one thing, you're going out with angels, you'll be seen whisked around by angels, you're going to pray with angels, you're going to harvest souls with angels. Before that happens, you must pass this test. The first thing is this, you are not going to go around on podcasts and TVs telling people how close you are to Jesus. Because Jesus has set systems in the Bible. And one of the systems is faith. We don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. You are not going to go around the world and teach people how closer than close you are to God than others. Sit down, we want to ground you. You are not going to start another religion of angels. Angels you walk with, they are soaked with the weight. They've got reverence and fear to the Most High God. You are not going to handle yourself like some celebrity who's closer than God. No podcast, no TV, no book writing until you grow in this thing. You must be disciplined, Abraham. You are about to handle power. And you must remain ordinary like any other person. Remember, there are people who are closer than close to me, but they haven't seen an angel, but they are closer to me than you are. That was Christ saying that. Be disciplined. Don't start a strange religion. Don't start something outside my weight. Be cautious of what you say to my people. Don't make yourself the fourth member from the Trinity. You are not my cousin. You are my child. That's what Christ said. And he was talking on my dialect of Nsoto. And I asked, how come does he know this dialect, my mother tongue? They said to him, he created it. He's the creator of all linguistics. Relax. And watch him judging people. He will talk to them with their mother tongue. And I came with the comrade mentality. I said, it's because Britain never colonized heaven, right? Let's come back to this. Now, the kingdom of heaven, they work or operate on the dimension of the word. Let me start praying. Is my time up, right? 5 minutes. And then when it's okay. The kingdom of heaven works on a dimension of discipline. They don't want anybody in the prophetic in particular to put the kingdom into disrepute. And the word governs everything. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Through him, the word, all things were created. Nothing was created without the word. They want us to be firm on the word, no matter encounters that are deep. Now, let's come back to us. God wants us to move to the next level. It doesn't need you to pray for 4 hours per day that you reach a dimension of encounters. It needs you to up your discipline game. How do you eat? Don't you think your eating habit is a problem? You're always here. And you think you will walk with God. Change that attitude. How do you talk in the church with fellow church members? How do you relate with a leader in the fivefold ministry within your assembly? We need to adjust a lot of things. We need to change. I know you generation, you are the generation of Omar's rusks. You are the generation of wholesome. But there's a whole new generation that is even worse on discipline. They are bad. And they are our children. They are in the system. We are better off. Don't you think the fabric is tearing apart? Why is our church, why are our churches like this, all of us? We've got discipline issues. May the Lord restore us back. But the challenge with discipline is one. It needs more effort. And you have to unlearn a lot of things and learn new things. That's the challenge with discipline. Effort. I know we are in grace. We are covered by grace. But you need to have effort and discipline to study the word. You need effort to pray and travail. You need effort to break down habitual character or habitual sins. You need effort to cover and support your deliverance on certain areas you're going through. Now, listen. We are about to pray for somebody. And somebody's about to change. Let me give you the last verse. Be ye renewed in the spirit of your mind. Mental renewal needs effort. It needs us to learn and unlearn a lot of things. We don't need a 7-hour prayer, a 24 all night prayer to bring the presence of the Lord. We need to put much effort on discipline. God will come where there's order. Where there's order. You ask old soldiers of the Sadaf. They will tell you, should you mess up with the system, they will thoroughly deal with you. Am I lying, old people? They will... Yeah! They know. They will be with you thoroughly. We do no longer have those structures. Have you seen Americans? Do you think Americans can fight Chinese? Why is China taking over the world? Their discipline supersedes other nations' discipline. Even the church in China has a constituency of over 100 million in underground churches. What is the secret of the success of their pastor? Discipline. Is there anybody who's saying, I want to up my game and I'm going to change my behavioral pattern? I'm going to change how I execute God's service in the body, and I'm going to change how I serve the Lord in my local assembly. Stand up and come here. Let's make an oath of transforming our lives. Let's make an oath to come in the presence of the Lord that, Father, we have discipline issues. We want to work out on discipline until the Spirit of the Lord get prepared to walk with us. We want to see changes in our lives. And we know why changes are not coming. We cannot adhere to discipline issues. We cannot follow specific routines. We get bored even in church. Discipline, 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 discipline. Whether it's business, any organization that has to be successful, it needs discipline, 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 and order. Discipline of the tongue, discipline of the mind. There's a lot to be done with discipline. You know, we could hardly take a blame on ourselves without blaming the situation or people. That's how ill discipline is tailored or wired us to think. A lot is going to change. A lot will be transformed and will move to the highest level of discipline. Now listen to me very carefully. Do you want to know what is a nation in the world? What are nations in the world which will lead an end time revival? Don't tell me of South Africa. Talk about previously Muslim nations. Tell me about Chinese, where Pentecostal and charismatic churches are illegal and their pastors are jailbait. They know their Bible by head because it's not authorized to handle a Bible. They are under surveillance everywhere and police are looking to arrest them. They go to jail 4, 5, 6, 8 times for preaching the gospel. Those are people who lead an end time revival. Don't tell me of these people who can afford money. You know, the church is changed because people with resources without discipline are using their resources to take over the body. While they are not disciplined. Discipline is what the Lord needs. At the master's service, we need the highest level of discipline.